Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Life is Short ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-shaboom.
You're listening to a very special quarantine midweek episode of Life is Short. I'm your host, Justin Long.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Shaboom.
With me as always in quarantine and outside of quarantine, oftentimes with me outside, but always with me inside, Christian.
What a smooth opening.
What a great introduction.
We're not always together in quarantine. Like, we go to that separate rooms.
That's true.
We shower separately. Yes. We sleep separately, thankfully.
Yeah, thanks for... although we've slept in the same bed before on like road trips and stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
We're brothers.
And, you know, I've in the last couple of years, have become a very sensitive sleeper, so I've been wearing earplugs.
Me too. You don't both have to wear earplugs, become sensitive sleepers as you get older.
I wonder why that happened. I used to be able to now sleep through anything.
I know, me too. Now I need to wear an eye mask and either...
oh, I'm just picturing
middle
the
age.
Yeah, oh God.
An eye mask and either earplugs or... an app like a sound, like rain sounds.
Oh,
or something.
I tried
like
that for a while. Yeah,
like I've been doing that lately. I don't like shoving things in my ears.
I know, but it's the only way I can do it now. Even though it's where we live now is really quiet, but you know the birds wake me up. Like, we got old. God damn, when did that happen? All right, we have a lot to discuss today, and we're going to try to keep it short. First thing is that we are no longer, unfortunately, able to do these ad-free.
Basically, we want to keep our advertisers happy because they make the show work and they make the show go.
Yeah.
So we are confronted with an option. A, don't do any more of these quarantine episodes.
Right.
Or B, add an ad into the quarantine episodes. And we really enjoy doing these, and we're also... selfishly a little bored while in quarantine. So we want to keep doing them.
We love doing
them. But unfortunately, we have to sneak in an ad. But maybe not unfortunately, because we're going to be doing ads for companies that we like.
That's
and
true.
Also, to offset the us doing an ad, every week we thought it would be a good idea to do a pro bono ad for a local small business. So if you guys want to write in and – nominate a small business in your hometown,
Say. Describe why you like it and what they're doing during the quarantine and how they're making deliveries. And
we would love to do an ad for them. So
we want to start.
Yeah. We'll start because we don't have any suggestions yet from you guys.
Yes, because...
we're going to start with an ad of our own.
One of our favorite local restaurants. So we're in Fairfield, Connecticut area. And one of our favorite places is a Vietnamese restaurant that's relatively new. It's called now, I know it's pronounced Pho, right? But I feel really pretentious. I think we've discussed this on the show. I feel very pretentious saying that. So I'm going to say it's called Pho Na Trang. Trang. Well, I didn't pronounce any of those words correctly, I don't think. So it's Pho. It's Pho and N-H-A. And then the third word is T-R-A-N-G. They're just a great – Christian and I love Vietnamese food.
They have great pho or pho, depending on what you're comfortable saying.
Now, for the record – for the record, the right way to – the correct way of saying it, the proper pronunciation is
– pho.
Yeah.
But I feel douchey saying pho.
I feel douchey.
Because for years, it was people thought – like felt cool that they knew the correct
– I know.
Like hipsters – knew the correct way of pronouncing pho, and once you know the correct way, you like overdo it.
Yeah,
I've found that a lot, so I haven't gone past that.
I recently was at like a little dinner party, and I mentioned this restaurant, Pho Na Trang, because it is new and we've been eating there a lot, and it's genuinely so good. So if you're in the Fairfield area, check them out,
or check them out. Their website is Pho Na Trang. .com.
Yeah, and that has a nice ring to it. And they're on the Post Road, and their number is 475-999-8433. Call them up now.
The food is great, and as importantly, I would say, they're very safe in their takeout orders and extremely sweet, kind people.
They really are, yes.
They could use a little boost right now.
So check them out. And again, as Christian said, write in with any local businesses you like, and we can highlight those as we pay the piper as well. So ads are coming in this one, but we'll try to keep them fun as we try to do. we have a few things to talk about. I'm just texting with Jerry O'Connell now because we were hoping to get a check-in on him and our friend Anna Faris. Should we call Anna now?
Sure.
All right, let's try Anna now, see if see how she's doing. We'll check in with our friend of the show.
I might pee at some point during this conversation.
Oh, sure.
But just so you know.
How long have you
been? I'm not quitting
for
the show.
Okay.
If I leave.
You have reached the voicemail box.
You're going to have to hold it. All right. Let's try Jerry. You want to pee first?
No, I'll hold it through Jerry.
Okay. It could be long, you know.
It will be, because we're going to cut him off if it's too long.
Okay. I don't think he'll pick up. So yesterday, Jerry and I were called out in a really positive way by Leslie Jordan.
Yo!
What's that noise?
I'm outside. I'm on a street. I had to pick my car to the mechanic.
It sounds like a drone. Are you near a drone or a...
No, it's a couple of people.
A leaf blower?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're walking?
Yeah, I have to walk home. I left my car. I'm too afraid to take an Uber because what if I get the COVID from the Uber?
Oh, yeah. I wonder what's happening with Uber. Are they must just
I saw a commercial for Uber. They're encouraging people to not use the service.
Can you guys tell I'm wearing a bandana?
Yeah, I could hear it.
Yeah, it sounds a little muffled. Yeah. What's the design? What design do you have?
Just a regular, like one of those Western bandanas. It's blue in color. I guess that would make me a Crip. I look like a Crip.
You know, Jerry, we're going to cut this out because mostly Bloods listen to our show.
It's funny. I did make a few Crip and Blood jokes, but no one really...
Where?
We went to the supermarket and my wife was wearing a red bandana and I was wearing a blue one. And I said... you know, is there a problem up in here? And I acted like I had a gun in my waistbelt, and my wife had no idea what I was talking about.
Oh, my God.
You seem to get arrested.
Yeah, that's a dark bit.
And then I started, like, making signs with my fingers. Remember how gang members...
Yes, I could never do them.
I don't know if they still do it, but they still, they scrunch up their fingers. It almost looks... It almost looks like... arthritic,
yes.
Like it looks like they have severe arthritis, but it's like messaging. It's gang messaging.
Yes, yeah.
And so I started doing that to my wife, and she was like, "Are you okay? Do you have joint problems?" And
in Calabasas?
It didn't go over very well.
Hey Jerry, I just thought there must not be any paparazzi. That's got to be a bonus for all this. The paparazzi are probably gone.
You know, I did get paparazzi the other day.
Oh,
and
really?
Of course, I went for a jog, and of course it was the one time I didn't bring my mask.
Oh.
And of course, the guy was like, "Where's your mask?"
Oh, really? He was shaming you as he was taking your picture?
Took my photo.
Oh, God.
You
know, now I'm noticing everyone's got a mask, but like a week ago, that's how quickly things are changing with this thing. Like it's a week ago, it was like maybe half the people were wearing masks, but now where we live, it's been an ordinance.
Yeah, I think it's the law, you know?
I think so. Wait, Jerry, what happened to your car?
I grounded it out, man. I went over a bump a little too fast, and it messed my muffler up.
Oh, like a road bump, like a speed bump?
Yeah, instead of taking it to the dealership, I take it to like a muffler place deep in the valley where I live, and it's like...
How long a walk back is that?
It's going to be about an hour and a half, I think.
What? What?
Can't your wife pick you up?
Yeah.
You know, I sent her a message. I haven't heard back yet. And then I got your message about calling in.
Oh, so you're like kind of eager to do this.
Well, I have nothing else to
do today. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I mean, my kids are like doing homeschool.
How's homeschooling going?
They seem to really like it. I don't want to, I don't want to generalize or anything, but I don't know how you guys were as students. I know Justin was really into frogs, but my kids really eagerly go to homeschool every day, which amazes me because I try to put myself in their position, and I would have never turned on my computer and started it.
I know, but think of it.
Hold on a second. Hitting the crosswalk thing with my elbow.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
And what happened?
Okay.
Oh, I hear it. Beep, beep, the crosswalk. Well, Jerry, your parents were very different people than you and Rebecca. I'm sure it's a lot more fun to go homeschooling with you and Rebecca than it is. No offense to your parents. They're wonderful people, but they're probably not as fun as you guys.
I don't really have a lot to do with their homeschooling. I mean, they're doing long division now, which I just found out this morning. I have no idea what it is.
So Rebecca does all that?
Rebecca doesn't do any of it either. I mean, I pulled out my phone to start punching numbers in there, and my kids immediately started yelling at me and said, "You can't do that." And I was trying to ask them why, and they said, "Because we're not allowed to use calculators." And I was like, "You know, this is crazy." And then they said, "We have to show our work." And I was "Well, let's just."
That makes sense, Christian.
Oh, hey guys, hold on a second. Yeah. This is my wife. Just
oh, okay,
just
all right.
We'll call you back.
Okay, we'll call you back. We'll call you back. Okay. Okay. Just to set it up in case Jerry calls back.
Oh, he'll call back.
All right.
He's got an hour and a half walk ahead of him.
I should have said for when Jerry calls back. I don't know if you follow Leslie Jordan. He's a very fun person to follow on Instagram. He's a really funny actor, sweet person, but very, very Southern. And here's Jerry very quickly calling back. Hey. Jared?
Hey guys, sorry about that.
Hey, but so Rebecca's coming.
Rebecca's gonna come and pick me up.
Oh, great! Are you just gonna wait on the side of the road?
No, I'm gonna walk a little bit. I mean, I have a full bandana. It's a nice day in LA. Shirt is off. I look good. I'll send you a photo. You can put it up on the website or whatever. Oh,
that'd be great. You're topless?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
It's about 85 here in LA.
That's nice.
That does sound nice. Christian, I might have to go out there, so I'll let you know if we do. We might have to go out there for a little bit.
Just like be safe, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, good advice.
We had it.
Yeah, we already had it, you know, we think. We have to get tested.
Oh, I got the immunity test.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you know, I was in New York until March 16th. Am I just screaming through this bandana? Or
no, like, no. It sounds good.
I got the... You know, I was in New York until the 16th of March.
He is talking louder.
Are you guys yelling at me about the yelling? Are you guys laughing at me about
No, it just it's funny. It sounds like you're yelling.
I just hear you giggling. No, hear you giggling.
Well, because your voice has the quality of yelling.
But it's not loud.
It's not loud. It's really funny. You're like this. You're kind of like that.
Okay, but I just heard Justin snickering, and it's just uncool to invite people on your podcast and then snicker.
sorry.
It's just, I don't know how they do it on Armchair Expert or anything, but I mean,
I doubt that
those guys laugh at
you're
the
right,
guests
you're
that
right.
come on.
You're right, I'm sorry. Now you sound like that paparazzi shaming me. Hey, so you were in New York till the 16th.
I was in New York until the 16th, and I actually interacted with people who publicly tested positive with it.
And I
thought for sure I had it, but I had no symptoms, so I wasn't going to go get tested because they were saying only go get you have symptoms and all that stuff. But I mean, I didn't see anybody. But then our pediatrician emailed us and said she is doing a test survey for the school district. She only has the antibody test to see if people had it. And I emailed her and I said, "Listen, I was in New York until the 16th," and she said, "Come in."
Oh wow,
we got to take that.
And I found out about 10 minutes later I did not have the antibody. I was so bummed out.
Oh, that is a bummer.
I'm sure we have it.
I'm sure we have it too. But it wouldn't be great to know for sure. For sure,
What
was the test like,
you,
Jerry?
They prick your finger. They took a little blood, and then you sit there for 10 minutes next to people in masks and stuff. It's pretty freaky.
Weird.
Wow.
I was a little, I got to tell you, it was weird for me. I was a little bummed that I did not have it.
No, I bet. I bet because you want to kind of, almost like you want to get it over with. You want to know that it's something that you already went through. I'm hoping we had it. I'm pretty sure we did. But Jared, I don't know how to pivot from here, but how's the saxophone playing? Everyone wants to know.
It's not that great.
You haven't made progress?
You know, it sits there. I have a little like desk area next to, we've sort of run out of room. So there's a little bathtub and next to the bathtub, I have a little desk area, and it just sits there.
Uh-huh.
It's a bummer. I haven't really touched it.
You know, it's funny. Another friend of mine on Instagram, she started playing. She's playing the trumpet. Because we were talking last week, Christian and I both admire that you even had the gumption to do that. I think it's a cool thing. But now,
yeah, I just rented it. I mean, it's kind of fun.
Hey, speaking of fun. How do you know Leslie Jordan? Because we were – last night, Jerry and I were both mentioned on – Leslie mentioned us in a very flattering Instagram post. And Leslie – we're going to have Leslie on as the guest this week. So is there anything you want to ask him or –
No, I've worked with Leslie a number of times.
Oh, you did?
I just love
Jerry.
He's a frequent guest star on all television shows.
Yeah,
he's
is.
Just such a great actor. He's been doing it forever.
Yeah.
You know, Justin, if I were you interviewing him, I would start to get into stories of his career and how long it's been. I mean,
yeah.
He's been doing this since I think he's been L.A. since the 60s.
82.
But he had some great stories. We already did it, Jared. We did the interview.
Oh.
But it was really good. I didn't know that you knew him until that Instagram post where we should play it, actually. It's really funny. We'll play it when we get off with you. But I was very flattered by that.
Yeah, it was really nice of him.
Yeah.
It was
straight
it
boys.
Was,
a lot of straight boys out there.
Yeah.
And you too. Like, you're 40% of his favorite straight boys. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I just love how, you know, the Quar and Instagram has made him, a sensation.
Oh,
you know?
My God. I know. I remember a couple of weeks ago, Max Greenfield said, you got to follow this guy. You got to follow Leslie. Another straight boy who was mentioned by Leslie.
It's just awesome because, I mean, here's a guy who's been very successful in entertainment.
For so long.
You know, I wouldn't say that stardom has eluded. I wouldn't say that stardom has eluded him. I mean, it's super rude, Justin, coming in with the 40s joke.
Well, you just said the 60s.
I know, but it was super rude.
Sorry.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Sorry.
This is not
Sorry.
This is not what Dax does. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, you know, you're my friend, and we like to tease each other.
I understand that, but I you know, this is like this is like for air. I'm assuming you guys are recording this.
Oh, we haven't started yet.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
No, I'm kidding. We've been recording.
I know that, Justin. Always, always ABR with you. Always be recording.
Well,
everything for content.
We love you, and thanks for.
Hold on a second. No. I got another 15 minutes. I got
15
here.
Minutes.
Like,
the show's not like a check-in episode. We're not.
What else is going on?
No, if you don't have anything.
Hold on a second. I saw you guys are baking stuff. You guys are cooking.
Oh, yeah. I made a chicken pot pie. I've been cooking a lot.
It was delicious.
Wasn't it great?
It really was.
Oh, my God. Jerry, I've been following the New York Times cooking recipes.
Yeah?
A chicken pot pie was amazing. I never made one. I've been cooking a lot.
You're turning into quite the housewife.
Yeah. Thanks. Who does most of the cooking in your house?
Oh. I would say Rebecca does, and I will say the Quar
Combat.
Has really made her an amazing chef.
Yeah, oh good.
You know, my wife, I love her, beautiful, amazing mom. We have such a fun time. I mean, like, my soulmate.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's a bud coming.
Sometimes
you better get this out before she picks you up.
Sometimes the experimenting in the kitchen was was experimenting. My wife always took big swings.
Bold.
And, you know, sometimes, oh gosh.
What's a memorable swing and a miss dish that she made?
Oh God. It usually involved like something creamy, rich and creamy.
Oh, I thought he was gonna say
like
curry.
A chicken, a creamy Oof. Something like maybe like something involving like a béarnaise. And it was like, but it was also like a healthy béarnaise made with almond flour.
Yeah,
like there was always like a catch.
Right, that's extreme. Yeah, it's like cream-based but without the dairy.
Cream-based but no dairy.
Yeah.
Made with
cashews.
Made with cashew milk.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh gosh, no.
Yeah.
And it would be a little frightening. And I mean, here's the worst part, and this is the part I may ask you to cut out. It would sometimes be a little physically upsetting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
like it would cause
the body wasn't used to digesting.
Yeah,
these things.
The body would just be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
This isn't
like cream of broccoli soup. This is
cactus pus.
Something totally different. You know?
Yeah.
Yes. And, but I will say during the choir, my wife has really stepped it up. It's really.
I notice how you keep referring to it as the choir really casually. Is that something you just recently picked up and you're like workshopping? The choir?
No, it's been, I've seen it on social media.
Oh, really? Yeah. The choir. Did you just send a picture? Yeah. Christian showing me the picture you just sent. Oh, I wish this show could be televised. Oh, Jerry, you're ripped. You look good. You have I would call that a very traditional bandana.
Hold on. Once.
Okay, we're gonna have to go. Okay, we love you. Okay, I just hung up.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Do 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 shaboom.
For all the shorties that want voluminous, fanned-out lashes, This ad is for you. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. Their tapered brush catches every single lash, even those pesky corner lashes. You know who you are, corner lashes. With the Panorama Mascara, you'll easily achieve that effortless, false lashes look. It's one of Christian's favorite looks. Plus, it lasts up to 24 hours and is clump and flake resistant. And just when you thought it couldn't get better, it does. The Panorama Mascara is a lot more affordable than other luxe mascaras. And honestly, it probably does a better job. It's affordable, but it's deceptive because it comes in a premium gold luxe packaging. So if you want a mascara that can do it all, volumize, lengthen, and stay put all day, you can buy the Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. As a podcast listener, I'm sure you know that audio piques the imagination, like especially this show. So if you really want to feel like you're in the story, check out Audible's collection of brand new exclusive thrillers.
Their titles feature captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. So you'll be kept on the edge of your seat.
Here's an interesting psychological thriller that is out right now. It's an Audible original. It's called Oracle. It follows an FBI psychic who can help solve missing person cases when he touches those close to the victims. But of course, it comes at a cost. He'll see the horrific moments before the victims disappeared.
Shorties, I just got chills. You have to listen along with me. You don't have to.
No.
But I think you should.
Yeah, it'd be fun. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/long or text long to 500-500. That's audible.com/long or text long to 500-500.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom and up, we'll meet again.
All right, so now we are going to call, as we do, we're going to call our friend Dave.
Dr. Dave.
Dr. Dave, that's right. I forgot the name that I gave
him. And he never went by Dr. Dave, but now he does.
Yes. Isn't that funny that, like, you know, people listen to this and now a lot of people think of him as Dr. Dave, even though for
whether you like it or not,
40-something
you're now Dr.
Life.
Dave.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if we have that kind of influence,
actually. We, like, force
actually.
That nickname on. Well, as far as some people know, Dr. Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
has anyone ever called you Dr. Dave?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not so much occasionally. Yeah.
Well, we were just laughing at how now for whatever reason, we keep calling you Dr. Dave. It just has a nice ring to it. And now that's after 40 something years on the planet, that's now your name to some people. How you doing?
Okay. How are you guys holding up?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. I hate saying that, especially to a healthcare worker on the front lines, but obviously our
not a care in the world.
Not a care. Yeah, our view is very limited. But you're right there. What's any updates you can give us about how it's going?
Hang on, my daughter's walking in the room. Come on over here, sweetie.
Oh,
I'm on the call. Oh my goodness, you're bleeding. Well, welcome to life at home. Come here.
Oh,
she's
God.
Gonna be on the phone while we talk.
Oh.
You know, actually, it brings up that brings up what I want to talk about.
Yeah,
okay? Work-life balance. I actually want to talk about, you know, in pediatrics, but really for all specialties now, people are talking about this sort of second wave of non-COVID related issues.
Yes.
And, you know, well, my daughter has a little skin knuckle here. We'll take care of that in a second.
How old is she, Dave?
But this one's four.
Aww.
I got three amazing, strong, wonderful girls.
How'd she skin her knee?
It's her finger. I don't know. Oh. We haven't asked her yet. Do you, Adira, how did you skin your finger?
I was scratching it.
Adira,
she was scratching it.
Why were you scratching it?
You know, you're in my ear, so she can't hear you.
Oh.
Which is how I like to keep it, usually. the podcast is the daddy only listening.
That makes
thing.
Sense. That makes sense.
You know, clean it up, Justin. But we'll have a family episode soon.
Okay.
So, but actually, you know, so it's been, what, around 6 weeks? I'm losing track of time. Yeah. But, you know, so think about all those, you know, primary care issues. There's maintenance things, people with chronic illnesses. But also, like, a lot of what we're seeing in pediatrics is new onset diabetes, appendicitis, you know, diseases that sort of, you know, they'll come at any time. They don't care whether it's COVID season or not. And we're seeing, unfortunately, late presentations. So normally someone might come in, you know, lower threshold to come in for these types of things.
Oh, right. But now they're waiting to the last minute.
Yeah. So there have been other articles about it, but we're even talking locally, like, how can we go actually do outreach in our communities, especially, you know, areas where there's less access to care or
how can
maybe
you
fear of the system. And so to go out there and say, you know, we're open for business. We want you to come in for this and teach about what is appropriate to come in for.
And this is the protocol for if you do have to come in for something.
Exactly. Because, you know, and different, you know, obviously people, different levels of access to care and different, you know, levels of education and stuff. So it's just a really important topic to educate everyone about.
On a much less important, but still something that I'm selfishly concerned
blood
with.
Blood on your mouth.
Oh, what'd she say?
You have blood on your mouth because I just kissed her hand. But sorry, back to you. Go on.
No. Oh, I was just going to say how tragic it is that theaters are closing. No, Dave, do you want to, we can call you back. You want to take care of, it sounds like you're.
Nothing comes before my children, but this is actually a good lesson for her in resiliency. Believe me.
Our mother never taught us that
heartbeat
lesson. We were never taught that as kids.
Threshold for emergency.
And Dave, I wanted to ask you about the risks of, because, you know, one of the big stories this week is certain states reopening and perhaps reopening, you know, opening prematurely. So scientifically speaking, if these states open prematurely, what might the effect be on the state of the population?
First of all, we don't know because they're not testing.
Right.
You know, I need to see a plan that has universal testing and screening, because if you're not tracking this thing, you're not going to know. And look, they're accusing New York of padding numbers because they're looking at statistics and saying, oh, my goodness, there's X percent more deaths, you know, than there normally are in April. And, you know, it'd be prudent to realize that that's probably from people dying at home due to COVID who didn't come in. God. And they're absolutely right. You know, within a margin of error, you can't be precise, but you should be counting it to make it political and say you're padding. Well, you know how to get rid of that argument? Let's test everyone.
Right.
Let's really look at the numbers. And then as we go forward, because we need to be able to, this isn't going away, you know, we need to open safely. And part of doing that is being able to track outbreaks, track hotspots. This is basic epidemiology.
Well, speaking of that, Dave, we keep hearing about all these tests, antibody testing. I follow Allie Wentworth on Instagram. Her husband is George Stephanopoulos. And he posted a thing where he just got tested and he's donating his plasma. How do we do that? How does everyone – when are those tests going to be readily available? Do you have any idea?
So I think someone – I was just listening to a talk that there's – I'm not going to get the number right. There was like some like 50 or 100 different tests in the market. But like as we've talked before, not all are great. Mm-hmm. Go with your most official places, your academic universities or your – like the New York State Blood Center, I think, has coordinated it. So a lot of public services are coordinating testing and plasma banking and donation and stuff like that. So – you know, several of them are parts of studies like on convalescent serum.
But in terms of the practicality,
So like, I mean, look, Quest Diagnostics, I think, has a test. So there are like, I think my doctor just emailed me today saying, hey, if you want this test, come get it. And they probably have a decent one there. I have to look into that one.
Dave, have you been tested?
No, I haven't been tested yet. Hmm. My wife might get tested soon. She's been doing a lot of, work on the floor, and her hospital has opened up the testing more broadly so far. We have it at ours. I kind of, you know, I'm fortunate that I was not out very sick. I had sort of a mild thing early. Who knows what it was? I'd love to find out. But some of my colleagues who, like, I know for sure got tested were positive. you know, they're first in line to get it, as they should be, and, yeah, and then figure out, you know, what their response is. So you know, I'll get it when it's not crowded and I'm not taking anyone else's place. Okay. There's, you know, again, from that standpoint, that kind of immunity testing, we still don't fully know what it means.
Right.
And everyone's, you know, will have individual, reasons for getting tested. But we just don't know how long that immunity lasts and what it means. I mean, presumably, right, if I'm asymptomatic and have the immunity, I'm probably not spreading it as much to people, but we just don't really know enough about it yet. That's part of why it's being studied.
And at what point do you think, I mean, this is probably way too premature to know, but at what point do you think we will know some of those answers? Like, how long does it take to do tests like that to know for sure about immunity and stuff like that?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I think that like there's lots of different
variables,
ways this is being sliced and diced, right? And we're, yeah, looking at it. I think that some questions we won't know for a year, right? We won't know, for example, one reason there's an influenza vaccine every year that's different, right? Mm. That's because the flu itself, mutates, yeah, shifts, exactly. So the immunity to one flu does have some protection to next season sometimes, mm-hmm, but not 100%. And so it's a moving target. Other vaccines, as you know, sort of like one shot and you may be covered for 10 years.
Yeah.
Tetanus, you know, a good reminder to everyone out there, is every 10 years, you know,
that's right.
A lot of people ignore that after their kids. And don't get that shot.
And polio, is polio just like a one-time thing? That was a one-time...
Polio, there's several... That's part of the series that you get when you're younger.
Yeah,
so
you, right.
As a baby and toddler, and then you're sort of set after that.
Mm.
But it's also, you know, because of like, you know, look at measles. We thought, you know, you have a vaccine schedule. We think you're set. But there was also because of herd immunity and very low prevalence of measles. Measles is one of the most contagious diseases out there.
Yeah.
Even more so than this to some degree, it just burns out sooner because of its contagiousness. Mm. And, so during those outbreaks, people who are adults who had been vaccinated found out, hey, their immunity waned and now they were susceptible and they got measles. So immunity is... it's a tricky science, right? There's a lot of aspects to it.
Well, thanks, Dave. I know you have a lot going on now, a lot to do, and you got to get back to your daughter who's bleeding.
All right. Well, Adira, can you say bye-bye?
Bye, Adira. I know you can't hear me. I don't know why I'm yelling.
Do you want to plug the show? Do you want to say life is short? No, she doesn't want to plug the show. You're going to have to set up a contract with her.
That makes sense. That you almost
get her agent in touch with your agent. You know.
That makes sense. We almost got a free plug. Thanks.
Not today.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for taking the time, as always, and for everything.
Of course.
We'll check in next week.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, you two.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
That's really interesting. Right now, let's get into some topics.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. Jerry's calling back.
No. No, no, no.
I'm just going to say we got to go.
Okay.
Hey, Jerry, let me call you back. We got to wrap the show up.
Hey, Justin, I'm in the car with everybody. Becca and Drew.
Hey! Say hello. Rebecca.
Everybody says hi.
Hey. Wait, are the kids there? Charlie and Dolly?
Yeah.
Aww.
Dolly, say hi to Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Charlie. I miss you guys.
All right, guys. We miss you, too.
All right. Stay safe. Oh, sweet.
Aren't you glad you picked up now?
Yeah, I really am.
I'm glad I encouraged you to pick up.
okay, well, because we have a few things on the docket that, and we do want to try to keep this show short. It's hard with Jerry. Well, she came to pick him up pretty quick. I can't believe he's going to walk home in an hour and a half. Although, good exercise. Okay, what do we got? We have a few things
to
talk about.
This Derek Jeter thing, we should...
Oh, let's put this to bed.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Christian somebody wrote in about, if you've been listening to the show, you know, Christian made the claim that there is a chance he could hit better with his dominant hand than Derek Jeter can with his lesser hand. Let me say that again. There is a chance that he could. And somebody wrote in, they had... proposed that to their boyfriend, who I guess knows a lot about baseball.
Yeah, so someone sent in this letter, and they included a little audio clip, and you'll see what I mean in a second. So let me just read it really fast. Dear Justin, Christian, I'm a day one shorty listener and love tuning in each week to your podcast. I usually travel for work and end up binging my podcast when I'm back in town. Given the current state of the world and being quarantined, I'm currently binging Life is Short and just finished Barbara Corcoran's episode. It was very entertaining. At the end of the Barb C episode, I couldn't help but laugh at the fan that wrote in about her boyfriend chiming in about the Christian Derek Jeter lefty debacle. My boyfriend, Andrew, is a huge baseball fan and an even bigger Yankees fan. Side note, I also made him listen to your Neil deGrasse Tyson episode. It was amazing. He loved it. After listening to Christian's feedback and laughing in general about how fans are getting involved, I had to join in myself. Minutes after finishing the episode, I went to my boyfriend's house and announced to him and his roommate that, quote, I have a very important sports-related question.
Which, by the way, I like. I like that she's, like, bringing a point up to her boyfriend and his friend, and, like, the show motivated her to do that.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah. And I'm going to ask you live and record your responses. They, of course, heard the word sports and were immediately in, since they are having withdrawals of all sports during quarantine. I used the voice memo on my phone and recorded my question and their responses, see attached. Okay, so this is from Megan.
It's with an A, right?
Yeah, I've never seen that spelling. M-A-G-A-N. Magan?
Magan.
Megan. From Jacksonville.
Jacksonville,
Florida. Okay, so here is the audio recording.
It's called Life is Short with Justin Long. You've actually heard it a little bit. There is kind of a co-host who is his brother. His name is Christian. And Christian likes to say on the podcast that he can hit lefty better than professional baseball players.
No.
He's just your average guy. But he's saying, you know,
just your average guy.
Like Derek Jeter, for example. He hits whatever, right?
No, hold on. She's got it all wrong.
Let's hear that.
Derek Jeter's not.
He is not a switch hitter. Okay.
Derek Jeter's not.
This guy is saying that he can hit better left than Derek Jeter can hit better left because Derek Jeter is a right-handed pitcher. I mean, right-handed hitter. So, what are your thoughts on that?
No.
You can be, like, very honest.
I was very
No. Okay. No. You don't think so? Why?
I do not.
Why do you think that, Ray?
Derek Jeter is a all-time baseball player and one of the best of all time. Probably very coordinated with it. And I'm sure Derek Jeter even fucked around hitting lefty from time to time.
So I agree.
Yeah. I'll take Jeter over Christian Long.
Yeah. Wow, first and last name. Anything else?
His hand-eye coordination is much better than Christian Long's hand-eye coordination.
Even though you haven't met Christian Long. Just know that because Derek Jeter's a professional.
How do you know I haven't met Christian Long?
Oh.
I don't know if you have met him.
It would help to know what Christian Long does.
That's fair. He is a co-host on a podcast right now. He is Justin Long's brother, and I think he does some acting.
Oh, no.
We can fact check it when I send this to them.
Okay. He's not a baseball player. He's not a minor league baseball
player. Not that I know of based on listening to the podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for your participation.
Thanks, Megan.
Okay. Thanks, Megan.
I'm glad she recorded that. I like that instinct.
I do too. For the record, she mangled the question.
Her boyfriend and the friend must have been like,
They must be like, that guy must be out of his mind.
What is this podcast? He's making these wild claims.
So here was my original claim.
You write better poetry than Walt Whitman.
It's very simple. It's, is there a chance that I, Christian, can hit better as a right-handed hitter, which is my dominant side, than Derek Jeter can hit left-handed, which is not his dominant side?
Of course there's a chance.
I don't think there is a good chance of it. I think there's a horrible chance of it. In fact, if I had to bet my own money on if Derek Jeter is a better lefty hitter than I'm a righty hitter, I would definitely put money on Derek Jeter being a better lefty hitter.
Oh, I'd put all my money on it.
See, I don't know about all my money.
What?
Because, and my only point is that he might be really inept doing anything from his left side.
But I do
agree with these guys that because he's an all-time great baseball player, doesn't even have to be. He could just be a baseball player professionally. But he happens to be an all-time great one. I think
– yeah, he could be on the Savannah Nat.
Even if he's bad at hitting from his left side, the fact that his hand-eye coordination must be so incredible – he could probably fuck around and do better than I can for my right side. I'm sure. I was just saying it was – the hypothetical wasn't about my abilities as a baseball player or his abilities.
Right.
It was more about left versus right dominance.
Okay, Magon.
That's it. But for the record, of course I think there's a much better chance that he can hit lefty better than I can righty. Much better.
Isn't it weird to hear strangers, two people say your guys, say your name in such like an incredulous, with like a hint of not hostility, but just like there's some kind of judgment.
It is weird.
Behind it.
What does Christian Long do?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on a podcast sometimes? Yes. No, he can't do as well as Derek Jeter. But well, guess what? They're right. If someone posed that same question to me, I wouldn't even take the time to answer. I would say, oh, he needs to seek help.
He needs to talk to somebody. He should talk to a therapist. You know, it's a little bit like that that scene in the Simpsons episode where Monty Burns gets all the ringers for the nuclear softball team. And somebody comes up to Homer goes up to Daryl Strawberry and he goes, "You're Daryl Strawberry." And he goes, "Yes." He goes, "You play right field." He goes, "Yes." I play right field. He goes, "Okay." He goes, are you better than me? And Daryl Strawberry goes, "Well, I don't know you, but yes." Speaking of great athletes, how's this for a segue? You all need to watch, even if you're not a basketball fan, I hope everyone's watching the Michael Jordan documentary because that was a highlight of our
quarantine. Let's do a couple recs, some quarantine recs.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's number one.
Yeah, number one is called The Last Dance. Most of you have seen it.
God,
it's really good.
Good. I was so upset. There were two episodes on last Sunday, and the new one is two more coming this Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
I will say, though,
ESPN.
The buzz before it came out was all about how Michael Jordan was this tyrannical crazy teammate.
It's like you're going to see Michael – you're going to think of Michael Jordan in a much different
– you're going to think he's a horrible person. And
yeah.
I got to say, after the first two episodes, I don't see him that way.
But that's only been two episodes.
I know.
There's a lot left to go. And, you know, I think I don't –
he's just an alpha male. That's what he – he's not a bad person.
He is
just the ultimate alpha.
Yes. Yeah. He demands perfection. And it's hard to, like, argue with that because he himself was so – was perfect.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be friends with him or on a team with him.
I'm not suggesting that
I should be, for the record.
I just had a visual of you being on the, like at the 1997
like
Bulls.
John Paxson.
Paxson's so much bigger than you.
Of course.
Doesn't he look different?
Don't start a new sports controversy.
Well, I don't know Christian Long, but.
Another thing we should recommend.
Yeah.
The new Bachelor series.
Yes. Listen to Your Heart.
It's called Listen to Your Heart. It fuses.
It's really good.
It's like Bachelor in Paradise mixed with American Idol, I'd say.
Yeah. And
is that fair to say?
Yeah. That's pretty good. And I would also add that they are a lot better at being – they're much more presentational. They're better at being presentational than most Bachelor and Bachelorettes are, I think, because – A, they're performers. They're like this is what they aspire to do. Mm-hmm. They want to be professional musicians, I think. And B, I think something occurred to me that I think everyone who is in that entertainment field, influence or whatever it is, I think everyone is becoming. I don't want to use the word better, but they're becoming more accustomed to being on camera because with stories and Instagram and TikTok. They're just constantly on camera.
Yeah.
They're filming themselves.
See, I think
– they're more at ease.
The most fun part of the regular Bachelor series is – for us anyway, I would say, is seeing the contestants trying to become famous.
Yes.
More than
– seeing them get caught up.
More than seeing them trying to find love. Because let's face it, The Bachelor has turned into that.
Yeah.
It's turned into people trying to – be known and get bigger Instagram followings and all that. But this show...
very rarely, we've talked about that, very rarely is it pure... I mean, if ever...
It was in the beginning,
it was, yeah. But is it ever like a pure pursuit of love?
But see, I think this show, in a way, is like a better version of The Bachelor because these people are... The stakes are higher for them in terms of being famous. So not only do they just want to be known as people, like the regular contestants do, but they also want to be respected as musicians.
Yes.
So
you conflate the two.
Oh, yeah. So their desire to find themselves in a romantic relationship is so strong because it means that their music will be heard.
Yes, yeah.
It's brilliant.
It really is. It's brilliant. And sometimes they'll just bust out a song, you know, out of nowhere.
Yeah, if one senses that he or she is on the chopping block, they'll like say goodbye to someone and bring their guitar, you know, sneak in a song.
Yeah, I just wanted to have a quick chat with you. Before we do that, so I've been thinking. Oh, it's really funny.
And one more recommendation is that Netflix show.
Yeah, but I have to say, and I've been thinking about it. We saw the first episode, and it's called Too Hot to Handle. And
it's kind of too hot for me to handle.
Yes! You know, both of them, too hot to handle is too hot to handle, literally. not literally.
It's just so filthy.
It's too much. It's like it made me feel sad almost, you know, after they're just – they're so – such narcissists. I mean, they seem so corrupt and like they're rotten.
Well, they also seem like they have real problems with addiction, like sex addiction.
Yeah, yeah.
So they
– It's hard to laugh.
It is.
It's hard to find that funny or enjoyable. I saw the first
episode. It's like sad and borderline grotesque, I think.
Yes. It's overwhelming.
But kind of fun.
If you have a high threshold for that stuff, and if you're like us and you are feeling the need for – if you're missing The Bachelor and you just want to fill that –
Fill your cup.
Yeah. Yeah. Your cup will runneth over with trashy reality moments because it really – it takes whatever The Bachelor – whatever trash The Bachelor offered, it takes it to a whole other level.
Agreed.
One that I think is – it's just too much for me. But you guys might have a higher threshold.
Now, we posed this question to the listeners last time. What would you rather do, A or B?
What was last week's question?
I forget. Oh, I remember. Skip for a year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we got some funny feedback from
Wear a propeller beanie yeah, all the time. Yes, we did get some funny feedback.
Oh, and you know what's really fun, actually? Maybe we want to encourage people to do, like Magan did, is to, if you want to record... your friends talking about that, talking
or
about
not.
This question. Or not, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fun to play little audio clips.
It is. so we got a few good ones sent in this week, some funny Would You Rathers. Let's get the ball rolling.
Yeah,
really
I haven't
fast.
Heard these.
So, well, this is one we just did the other day.
Oh, right.
And the question was,
oh, this I've heard.
Would you rather, A, never cut wax or treat in any way.
Never
remove. Remove. Easier way of saying it. Thank you. Any hair on your body, including your head, anywhere in your body, for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
Or lose your sense of smell and taste for
God,
the rest of your
that
life.
That is such a good question. We had a hard time with this. I still am not certain of my answer, but I said I would rather the hair option. I would rather keep all my hair.
I think I would too.
It's just too great.
I think at a certain point you would have to just accept that you look like an old wizard, because that's what you'll look like eventually. I think
taste.
Food is such a pleasure that I wouldn't want to live without.
And that's been
it would be disgusting. You'd have to learn to get like what
to tie it back,
like what Sikhs do.
Yes, yeah.
You'd have to just adopt Sikh practices.
I'd have to. You know, seek out the best ways.
I knew you were going
to. You saw me searching. You saw me seeking for it. Especially with the mouth. See, with guys, it's different because now I'm imagining eating, getting to enjoy food, but then you have all this like hair that's dripping into it. I don't know how ZZ Top did it. ZZ Top kept that look going. I think they still have, one of them anyway, still has that crazy beard. I can't imagine going through life with one of those things.
Yeah, voluntarily.
Yeah, it's not even hypothetical.
All right, let us...
Okay, so people wrote in with some hypotheticals.
They did. I haven't read them properly yet, but let's see. Okay. This is from Megan S.
Spelled regularly?
Yeah. Megan. Justin Christian, hello.
Not with an H.
Hello.
That always gave me trouble.
Hello, all the way from Budapest. Here's my hypothetical for you.
Budapest.
Which would you rather? Listen to the same song for the rest of your life?
Oh.
Or... watch the same movie. It could be any movie or song, but that would be it until the day you die.
Oh,
hope you guys are doing well. Love your show,
God.
Megan.
Megan, that's
easy
good.
For me.
Wait. Don't tell me. So you can only listen to this one song and no other music.
Right.
Wow.
So movie or song?
Wow.
All right. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Song.
Movie.
Oh, wow.
Easy.
Really?
I don't.
I'd only listen to the same song. You'd watch the same movie?
You'd have to.
Really? I think I prefer in general movies. To I mean, that'd be hard to only hear one song. And it would drive
you
nuts.
I think I misunderstood the question.
She's saying, would you only listen to one song? You can only listen to, if I think, as far as I understand, you can only listen to this one song.
Or
you can only watch one movie.
I didn't.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Wait, read it again.
Which would you rather, listen to the same song for the rest of your life?
Right. Let's say it's Norwegian Wood. Which
or
is what I would
watch
probably
the same movie.
Tootsie, let's say.
It could be any movie or song, but that would be it
right
until the day you die.
That's both would suck.
I would pick the same song because I want to watch.
Can you
more
hear
movies
songs
in
movies?
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
that's why my gut was pick a movie because then you get some music in there too.
Yeah, that's not really fair.
I
don't want to.
I would rather have a variety of movies, I think, than
songs. I don't want to shame or question, but and I'm not even shaming it. But I would like to ask Megan if, in those movies, you can listen to. You'd have to.
It's part of the movie,
this movie,
of course.
Yeah.
Let's
try another.
That's
one.
A tough one. okay, from Brittany.
Oh.
Brittany B. Would you rather climb a mountain of maggots, ooh, eat a bowl of scabs?
Oh my God.
Or swim in a river of snot.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
Climb a mountain of maggots.
A mountain. How big a mountain?
I don't know. She doesn't say. Climb a mountain of maggots, eat a bowl of scabs, or swim in a river of snot. My first question
have questions
is who's scabs and who's snot?
And how much? And how long? How long would you have to swim for?
I would imagine the same amount of time for all of these things, let's say.
Okay. I'd rather swim in the snot river, I think.
And in climbing the mountain of maggots, can you wear clothing that properly protects yourself? And if so,
and
then I would definitely do that.
And will you be able to get leverage with the maggots? I mean,
they're slippery.
Slippery, yeah, I would imagine. What do you think of when you think of maggots? I think of one thing immediately.
Nothing.
Oh, really?
I don't think of one thing immediately.
Oh, I go right to that scene in Lost Boys when...
I haven't seen that since I was a little kid.
Oh, my. That was such a formative scene in my... Because I guess I saw it during a... formative time.
If it was a river,
eating rice. Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
If it was a river of my own snot, I would do that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh,
what about your own?
Don't be so excited about it.
What about your own scabs?
That would be my second one, and then the maggots. I don't want to. And also, it would be gross.
It's weird that when I had the most visceral reaction to the scab part, I got the most nauseous when I thought of that. So. I guess that would eliminate that. I guess I'd probably take the maggots. You don't both have to climb the mountain of maggots.
All right, let's do one more email.
All right.
Hi, Christian, Justin, my boyfriend and
thanks,
I.
Thanks, Brittany. That was disgusting.
Yeah. My boyfriend and I are at odds with this would you rather. Okay, so it's would you rather be in an Olympic-sized swimming pool with a great white shark that you can't see?
What?
Or walk through the same sized sea of a forest with a grizzly bear? I would do the forest.
Yeah.
I just have more confidence.
How long?
Confidence in my running abilities than my swimming abilities.
Okay, wait. So you'd have to swim the length of the pool.
And
it walk
say,
the length of the forest.
It just says, would you rather be in an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
Oh
it's
my
like,
God.
I would rather avoid.
Well, yeah, and you'd be able to
certain
see the
death
bear
on my feet than in water.
I would too. I think I'm more comfortable on land. In fact, I know I am. wait, so would you be able to – but I've heard with sharks, one first of all, if you're not splashing
fast
around – no. I'm saying you might have a better chance against the shark if you I've seen so many of those shark
– same with a bear though.
That you go – no. With a shark, you just go for its eyes. You just like gouge at its eye.
Oh, but with a bear,
it lets
you go. If you stand up straight.
Oh my God. I'm just picturing this. Christian's doing it. He's doing it for me. If you stand up straight and what?
And just like puff your chest out.
Oh my God.
And not threaten them, but also not run away.
You can't do that in the forest if you have to traverse the length of the forest. Traverse. I just don't know what the goal is, like how – if it's a time thing.
All right. I'd rather avoid the bear.
I would too, I guess.
We also wonder who would win.
Also, the fear. I'm picturing being in – oh my God. Being in a pool that you can't see, like a murky pool with a fucking great white.
That'd be horrifying.
And the bear you could see. It'd be scary, but you'd be able to
– I know. You're preaching to the choir.
Okay.
I'd pick the bear too. We also wondered who would win in a fight. Win in a fight, a grizzly bear or a silverback gorilla?
Oh, I think a gorilla might win. Gorillas are the most.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I think gorillas are the most powerful animals on the planet, I think. You know, a gorilla can take a coconut and with its arm outstretched and just squeeze it and smash it with its one hand.
Whoa.
By squeezing it.
It's pretty cool.
And speaking of not eating a lot of meat, they only eat vegetables.
I knew that. I heard that. P.S. I'm always waiting for someone to say Janice when you ask who their favorite Muppet is.
Oh, like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
I thought someone said that at some point.
I think somebody did. There was a Janice. Was it Anna?
Anna Faris seems like a Janice.
She does. Maybe I'm just... what happened to Anna?
To pass the time during quarantine, I joined TikTok, which I was so against at first, but now spend so much time on.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's just a phase. My username is MirkunZB.
I don't have TikTok.
On TikTok and Instagram. I don't either.
I probably shouldn't say this because I said this about Instagram. I'm not going to get it. But the reason I'm probably not going to get TikTok is because I just know I'd waste so much time on it.
Agreed.
Especially now. Speaking of things we said we wouldn't do and now we're going to do, Instagram. I do want to play the Leslie Jordan clip, only because we referenced it. And so last night, Leslie posted
just
this.
Remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This Boy, video. I had a red letter day yesterday. I got interviewed Leslie twice Jordan. By a podcast, Justin Long.
Long.
Adorable. Straight boy.
Straight boy.
And then Jason Kennedy, who's for E, something another. On Instagram, precious, adorable, straight boy. I love straight boys that could care less who's gay or not. They're just out to have a good time.
That's me.
I'm going to make a list of straight boys I love. Number one, Justin Long.
Hey.
Number two, Jason Kennedy.
That's like winning an Oscar.
Number
oh, my
three,
God. I was so
Max Greenfield.
Flattered.
Number
Max.
Four, Jerry O'Connell.
So
friends of the show,
friends of the show, yeah. So that's why Jerry and I had a little, we had a laugh about that, and we're both, I think, very flattered.
And Leslie is our guest this coming Tuesday.
Yes, I can't wait. Leslie is the best. Has such, not only does he have a great actual voice, but he has such a great spirit, such a wonderful, playful quality, and he's been bringing me so much joy during this time, as I know he has been with a lot of people. He's got millions of followers now on Instagram. So we're going to talk to Leslie this Tuesday.
And now, like we always do, we will read a quarantine letter.
This is from Bob S. Subject is my quarantine activity, origami cranes. Hi, Justin and Christian. I discovered your podcast a couple of weeks ago while listening to Business Wars. Cool. I have enjoyed...
Not an ad.
Not an ad, but that's great. I have enjoyed listening to your interviews, especially the one with your grandma Jody, because my dad was born in 1905 and lived to be 102. Wow. Just a few months short of 103. Wow. Your grandma reminds me a lot of my dad with a great sense of humor and a sharp mind. My dad was in a vaudeville. Oh, cool. He was in vaudeville in the 1920s and performed professionally as Banjo Buddy. Wow. You can actually find a couple of his recordings on iTunes. I'm going to look for those. Banjo Buddy, that whole world fascinates me. One of my favorite books is Charlie Chaplin's autobiography. He talks about that world. Anyway, I'm a 75-year-old man with many hobbies that are keeping me busy while being sheltered at home. One of my hobbies is origami, and a couple of weeks ago I initiated a mission I've named Cranes Conquering COVID-19. My mission involves folding 1,000 origami cranes. Why? Because traditionally it was believed that if one folded 1,000 origami cranes, one's wish would come true. I didn't know that. I just finished folding my 1,000th crane, so I can now make wish that the worldwide COVID pandemic will run its course quickly and successfully. That's really nice, Bob. The crane has a rich tradition in some Asian cultures. The crane is a mystical creature and is believed to live for 1,000 years. It represents peace, good health, and longevity, and is sometimes referred to as the bird of happiness. The wings of the crane were believed to carry souls up to paradise. I certainly hope these wings have carried today's coronavirus victims there. Yes, the crane has also become a symbol of hope and healing during challenging times such as those we are now enduring. Listening to your interesting podcast interviews while folding my origami cranes has made the project much more enjoyable. Oh, maybe you're doing that right now. This project took about 90 hours of my time. My original plan was to send these origami cranes to local hospitals to be given to patients as well as frontline healthcare professionals. However, it seems that hospitals are reluctant to accept gifts from outside sources due to potential health concerns. Makes sense. So now I am trying to decide what to do with these 1,000 paper cranes. Any suggestions you or your listeners might have would be much appreciated. In the meantime,
I would like one.
I know. I wonder how big they are, origami cranes.
I wonder.
That's cool. Origami is really beautiful.
Sorry to interrupt.
In the meantime, this is back to Bob. In the meantime, I will continue to listen to your podcast while undertaking other hobbies and projects while being sheltered at home. Once our sheltering in place orders are lifted, you will find me back on the golf course, which I miss terribly. Thanks, Bob S. Thank you, Bob. That is what a cool way to pass the time. What an interesting.
Like a cool 75-year-old guy.
Keeping busy. I think, you know, people ask our grandmother all the time, like, what's your secret? They don't always say it with that voice. I don't know why I did that. And I think our grandmother, I don't want to speak for her, but she said versions of this, is that she's always keeping busy. She keeps herself very busy on – whether it's just sheer curiosity about what's happening in her condo complex or watching Jeopardy or writing letters. She's always busy.
Origami's always seemed so cool to me.
I know. It's a beautiful art.
I would like one of those cranes.
That'd be great, Bob, to get – I wouldn't mind. You both want an origami crane from Bob.
90 hours. It's amazing.
God. Yeah, and what a great idea that he was going to give it to hospitals. And I'm also curious what Bob's going to do now. What's the next thing, you know? It also makes me want to golf, even though I never have. We've talked about this.
Me too.
Yeah, well, maybe that's for the post-quarantine time. So let us know how you guys are passing your time. And if you are working outside of home, then as always, we are – deeply grateful, and certainly if you're working in the healthcare profession, we could not be more grateful. So thank you, and thank you for listening.
And if you have a fun hypothetical that you want to throw our way, we love discussing them. Just very selfishly, we would like to get them.
What's another one that we had to, that we can – oh, we shared the one about the body hair. Yeah, right. What do you think of the body hair one? anyway.
Life is short at Wondery.com.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-shaboom.
And this has been Life is Short.
Who hosts Life is Short?
Oh, yeah, Life is Short is hosted by me.
Oh.
Justin Long. And it's co-hosted and produced by...
Christian Long.
And by Megan Monaco. Senior producer is Michelle...
Mish.
Lanz. Audio engineer is Sergio...
Enriquez.
Executive producers are Marshall Louis and Hernan Lopez for...
Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Life is Short ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.